Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 43, beginning in verse number 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I love this passage of Scripture in which God is getting word to His people that they are His and they are important to Him, and He will take care of them no matter what they are going through. Though these words were written to Israel, I believe they still can be applied to God's people today. The Bible explicitly speaks of the love of God for mankind in which He created. When He created us, He made us in His own image and likeness. That is placing a very high importance upon human life, for He did not give those attributes to anything else He created. I think this shows the value that God has in each and every human life. One of my four principles of life that I wanted to live by every day of my life is accept who God created you to be. I know this seems like an unnecessary point, as we would all say that no one dislikes who they are. But I think there are more people than we realize who dislike who they are in this life. Yes, some people should dislike who they are, but I think real peace comes when we are okay with who we are. This does not mean that we are not always working to improve in our lives, for growth is a very necessary part of our life. But I don't think we will ever grow properly if we do not accept what God created us to be. If I'm always striving to be what I am not, I will not grow into that which I should be. Solomon said in Proverbs 19:8, "He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good." I sometimes wonder how a person can love their neighbor if they do not love themselves. Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself," not above yourself or instead of yourself, but as yourself. I wonder if we do not love ourselves, then we love our neighbor as ourselves, and we really have no love for our neighbor, for we don't love our neighbor because we don't even love ourselves. My desire is to each day of my life be who God created me to be, not what I think I should be. Each day, I must come to acceptance of who I am in Christ Jesus and work to grow that person. For when I love my own soul, I then can love the Lord my God with all my heart and soul, and my neighbor as myself.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.